here to complete his mission. And when he was coming to foreign countries, in 68 perhaps, he came?
65.
He requested me so many times that you should come with me. But I refused at that time. I cannot give up my Guru Seva. So later on, I can come and join you. But I think that the Mahapurush, you know, the great persons, great devotees, who are not in attachment of Maya, beyond Maya, what they say, it comes true. They are Satya Sankalpa. They are established in truth. So they cannot tell anything which is lie, which is not. That is why at that time he told me to join his mission and come to Western countries to help him by my kirtans and by my words. Now for this he is dragging me here and taking me here. So he is the main cause. But I think Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is main cause. And after his secondary cause. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told in Chaitanya Chaitamrit that everywhere in the world his name, Krishna name, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu name, Radhika name will be spread everywhere. And Krishna prema will be given everywhere. All we know what is name. Name is himself, Krishna and Radhika. But now, because we are bound by Maya, we are not seeing by words Radha and Krishna, Hare Krishna, himself Krishna and herself Radha. But actually, the name is himself or herself, Krishna and Radha. At first, they come to us as a sadhan. Now we are doing name sadhan. Kirtan is sadhan. Sadhan means practice. But when it will be mature, we will see when we will tell Radha and Krishna or Hare Krishna, then Radha and Krishna, they will inform, having floats, having Srimati Radhika in left side, in dancing mode, three crooked, in three times. They will come in front of us and we will see. So, by the grace of Guru and Gauranga, and actually I want to tell you all that Vrajana Prabhu and Vrinda gave me an inspiration to come, because I was penniless like Swamiji. When he came, he was penniless. He told that you will have not to came. He was penniless. He told that you will have not to worry for anything. We will manage everything. I told that I will ride in plane. Yes. What?
Travel by, fly by plane.
And no, no. I will climb up on the
flight.
Flight, and I will
come down from flight.
Come down.
This I can
have
do
nothing,
only.
Nothing to worry, nothing. For eating, for managing anything, going here and there. I will take class, some class in my little knowledge of English, and do kirtan, and hear kirtan. And I want to that the devotees, by any reason they have gone very far away from ISKCON, and they were in touch of Swamiji, but now they have gone far away. Some of them have left ISKCON. Some are chanting, even some chanting, even they have left. I want that they should again come with new energy, and we all help them in coming to Krishna consciousness, coming to Krishna prema. I want to embrace all those who wants to again come, maybe, are the devotees who are doing all these things, Harinam Kirtan, Sadhu Sang, Nam Kirtan. With a very energy they should do it, so that Bhav Bhakti may come. Bhav Bhakti means mood of Bhakti should come. Bhakti has divided into three divisions. First Sadhan Bhakti, then Bhav Bhakti, and then Prema Bhakti. I know that perhaps all are understanding my language, because all are devotees. Those who are quite new, it will be some difficult. I think that there are many learned devotees, they can
explain to them.
So sadhan bhakti, I think that we have not come even in sadhan bhakti. Our bhakti is not sadhan, myself, not for all devotees. Because Chaitanya Charitamrita, Rupa Goswami has written in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that living all kinds of offenses, all kinds of anarths. Anarth means? What is the meaning of anarth?
Bad habits.
Bad habits. Bad habits. Anarth. Anarth means there are so many kinds of anarth. Firstly, should I sometimes very interest and test in taking Hari name, and after some time no interest, no test, and when we take mala in our hands, sleep comes, and we do like this. This is also anarth. Sometimes so energy, and sometimes no energy. These are all anarths. Sometimes quarreling, my minds are quarreling that what should I do? I should go leaving everything, wives and children and homes and everything. Should I go and should I be do kirtan and all other things? With a renounce order, of what to do. Sometimes they think that we should live it together with all families. What to do? They are not fixing. Then what should I do? Sometimes taking so many vishes. Vishes means
sense of sense of doing sense enjoyment.
Enjoying, taking everything, testing everything. And sometimes we want that this should be given up. Quarreling like this. Not determination that fixing our mind whether we should live in with children in grihastha ashram, you know, all
married life,
household life,
or we should go in what life?
Renounce order,
living all these things. We should try to make a family. If we are grihastha, family like gopis, family like Pandavas, you know, Arjuna, Bhim, Nakul, Sahadev, Yudhishthira, and Draupadi, Kunti, Madar, Abhimanyu, Ishan, having all. And when we go to Krishna, we will take everyone with us. But sannyasi renounce order, they cannot take anyone.
He can take his followers.
Only their followers will go. So, anywhere we can live. But no attachment. But there will be attachment that my son is Krishna servant. My daughter is Krishna Priya. Gaur Priya. Understand? Gaur Priya, Krishna Priya. My beloved of Krishna. Supreme Personality of Krishna. My brothers, my sisters, my mother, my everyone. And when we are in a renounce order, we should think that all the guru works and all followers, disciples are not my disciples. They are very near and dear to me. He has no abhiman.
False ego.
That they are all my disciples. If any devotees, any disciple we have collected, not like a disciple, but like friends, with whom I can do kirtan, with whom I can tell some Hari Katha to them, Krishna Katha to them. Because in this world, there are very scarcity of devotees. So I managed some devotees. Among them, I will tell Hari Katha, because all world will not hear our Katha. So we have made a group, very good group, in the name of disciple, but not disciple. Like Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta used to tell that I am doing pranam to all the devotees. All were the disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. But he is pranam to all, because they are remembering me of Krishna and Srimati Radhika. They are saving me from so many kinds of distress things, and not to forget Krishna for this. So I am going down to the lotus feet of all the audience, all these disciples, not disciples, my friends. Any good unqualified teacher or guru, they don't think like this. Rupa Goswami never thought, never behaved Raghunath Das Goswami like disciple, like his own brother, like friend. Because in that world, no disciple, nothing. Only here as a disciple. So I never think that anyone my disciple, but I think, I joke everyone to Tung Vidya, to him, everyone like my friends, bosom friends. I think that Prabhupada also, Bhakti Vedanta Swami also, he behaved all his disciples like his friends. Little girls and boys, he wanted to love them so affectionately. So I'm so much pleased to come here among so good devotees. So you should try to come first in Nishtha. Nishtha, you know? At first Shraddha. And when Shraddha is
matured,
it becomes Nishtha. Nishtha is a good, high thing. Mind fixed, no doubt in any Siddhant, no doubt. At that time, Maya will not attract. At that time, we will chant Harinam, yet no taste, but we see that no remedy without taking chanting Harinam. So if no taste at the time of Nishtha, but we know that there is nothing, anything which will take us to Krishna without name. If there is slipness there, if there is alasya,
laziness,
but yet we should do it. Like once the disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, who was senior Vaishnava, and he was mother of the whole institution.
Narahari Prabhu.
In night he, when at the time of 12:01, he was chanting Harinam, and if sleepiness was coming, he tightened his shikha. Anywhere. And you should chant Hare Krishna, and if it So, it is the symptom of Nishtha. But without Nishtha, we cannot go up in the Ruchi. In Nishtha, the aim and object of our bhajan sadhan is fixed. What we need. At that time, good association of rasiks and tattik Vaishnav, tattva-darshi. You know tattva-darshi? What is tattva-darshi?
Fixed in the principle.
He has established in Gita Siddhanta. And after that, when Gita is finished and comes in our life, then Bhagavad begins. And then comes in that, what will be the goal of our sadhana bhajan? If there is no goal, no goal is fixed. What we want, where to go, what to have, then bhajan is not nishtha, nashtik bhajan, no nashtik bhajan. Only, and we have not come in this stage of doing sadhana, only chanting like brooming. That is the abhas of bhajan. Abhas means?
Shadow.
And when we'll come to Nishtha and qualified, association will be done, at that time we'll fix that. What should be the aim for bhajan? We want to go in heaven? We want to go in Vaikuntha where Narayan and... Do you like to go in heaven? And, oh God, give me bread and butter. Do you want to go in Dwarkapuri?
No.
And you want to serve Dwarkadish as Rukmini?
No.
Very rare in this world. Those who will have the service under Rukmini and Satna. They are more than Lakshmi, Narayan, and Ram, and Sita. Then what do you know? What do you want? What is the goal of life? I only know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I only know Nityananda Prabhu. I know that disciple Swarup Goswami, to whom Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered to give his heartly thanks to the world. That we want. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to this world? not for yuga dharma, not for established yuga dharma. And yuga dharma, what yuga dharma? Name sankirtan. They name sankirtan for all other yugas. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes after Krishna, are different, so much different. Here name with prem. And other yugas, when Krishna does not come, in that yugas. Then, only name, it gets to Vaikunth, not to Braja. So, we should try to follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And if you want to follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you should know very well Rupa Goswami and try to follow him. Rupa Goswami has given five relations with Krishna. It's like Sanakanandan Sanat Kumar, no relation, but knowing Krishna, the higher Krishna, Bhagavata. But knowing that Krishna is supreme personality of Krishna, they know, but they have no relation, and that is why they have no mamata at all. Mamata means, you
affection.
Know? Affection. They cannot have. Rejecting everything in this world. That is... Na iti, na iti.
It is not, it is not.
This, not.
Not
that,
it is not, it is not, it is not.
Everything in this world, all are illusory maya. And Krishna has no shape, no attributes, but Krishna is Brahma. Do you want this goal? No. Then comes Hanuman. Hanuman, you know? Hanuman. Serving so much to Sri Ramchandra. In day, night, whole time, he used to serve Ramchandra. But we don't want that also. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not told us. Why? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told, Anarpita charin chirat karunaya vatirna kalau samarpayitam unnato jalarasam svabhaktisham. Unta ujjala rasa he has come to give. This is not in Ajodhya, this is not in heaven, this is not in Dwarka, even in Mathura, it is not there. Even in Sridham and Suval, Unnat Ujjalash not is there. They are so much near and dear to Krishna. Sridham, Suval, Madhumangal, all. Playing together all, but not this thing. Even in Naranjasoda, lacking of this thing, Unnat Ujjala Rasa, they cannot serve Krishna with their whole body, whole moods. They cannot. Only these gopis can serve Krishna in every respect. Though so, we have must a goal that we will be the maid servant of gopis. This is the thing. But it needs qualification. Without qualification, if you do, without knowing, and we have no taste at all, until that we should chant Hari name, hearing Hari Katha. And if that goal is has come, we have fixed that goal with by association of good bhakts, then Krishna Prem we want. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give all person this Krishna Prem. So in medium of name, Nam Prem Gathi Mala Paraila Sabara, in Chaitanya Chaitamrita is added. Nam is like flowers. Like Kamal, lotus flowers. so sweet, so fragrant,
so soft,
so soft, having all qualities, and so good shapes, and thread is Krishna Prem. So in making flowers together like a garland with Prem, understand? And he, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, gave into the neck of everyone, even to animals. Animals, trees, grass, and the persons like Jagai and Madhai, what to tell devotees. And he told that you should give this Harinam to everyone to whom you see. But you should think whether his proper person, qualified person to give name or not. Don't give this who's there, no faith in this. What is the meaning? Meaning that we should not give diksha. Diksha means initiation. This name to them. Only they can hear, we are chanting and remembering with so sound, doing kirtan, and cows are doing like this, trees are hearing, grasses are hearing, so they may, if they are not devotees, if they are opposite mood, even they will hear and they will be angry, but yet they will hear and it will work in their hearts. But you should not give them initiate, they can hear. When we should see that they have some faith by association, then we should initiate them. So, we should have a goal. If I have a goal, that how is needed. And then sadhana we are doing. Like, we want money. And then we start any business to gain some money. Like this, take bhav bhakti there. This is our aim. And for this we are doing chanting Hari name, hearing Hari katha, living in Braja, anywhere but mind will be in Braja. If we cannot go there, bodily, but by mind we can be there, having good association, always hearing Hari Katha, always reading or hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, in which everything is given. But everything in lock and key. If any good devotees coming in the line of Guru Parampara will give, we can have this thing. So we should try that we should be sadhak. Billa Mangal was sadhak. Rup Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami and all other Goswamis were liberated soul. Not only liberated, they were
eternal associates.
Eternal associates of Krishna and Srimati Radhika. But yet they have practiced, like they have shown how to do bhajan. We should try to do it. If we cannot do like them, but yet we'll have to try like this. Sankhya purvaka nama gan nativhi. You know? Sankhya purvaka nama gan nativhi. By number, keeping number, we will not do less than this. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati has told that if a devotee does not take 1 lakh name, then Krishna will not take anything from his hand. But our Acharya has told that One lakh means one M. This is one, it is also one lakh. One lakh means?
100,000 names, 64 rounds.
Achha. And also that we should do it having one laksha. Laksha means aim. Krishna is our beloved. I am the servant of Radhika. I am the servant of Krishna. Jivar Swarupa hai Nitya Krishna Das. This aim and this is Lakhana. But a name should be, one name is equal to so many names. If our aims and we chanting, mind is not going here and there. It is very hard, but it can come. Then a faith will come that if a man tells that whole day and night if you will chant name, then who will cook, who will manage for your living and clothes and everything, who will do? Srila Srivas Pandit has answered this question. Totally no doing anything. He has wife, he has children, so many big
family.
But doing nothing always with kartav. Hari bol, hari bol, hari bol, hari bol. Gaur Pramanande! In night also. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram,
all this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that you are chanting Harinam day and night. You have, you know that you have children to
look after,
nourish them,
to nourish them, and your wife to maintain, and your house to maintain. From where it will come? He replied, not telling anything. 1, 2, 3.
Clapping 3 times.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I don't know meaning of this Farsi. He told that, I know that, I know, and I have so much faith that if I will chant Krishna, I will do kirtan of Krishna. In Gita, Krishna has told that I will bring everything and manage everything for him. If they have no, doing nothing for their support or anything, I will take all these things which are necessary from my bhakta and I will manage. On my head or on my wish?
Shoulders.
Soldiers.
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 Yes. Shoulders.
I will take, I will bahan karke le jaunga.
Carry.
I will carry.
Shoulders.
One devotee told that he will not carry back because he is God. He will manage. And he cut the line that is in Gita. Ananashintayanto mangi jana padyupasate tesham nitya abhijuktanam yoga kshema bahana. Necessary for what? I will carry all these things and I will manage to give him. And he cut this line. He went to beg. But today he could not have anything from anyone. After midday, he was so worried and he returned to home. But before that, a boy about age of 12, very, very beautiful, sweet and very soft, not black, but black, because no word is for that. Krishna is no black, he is not black, he is so beautiful. He came in the shape of a boy, having a carrying loads here and there. Sweats are coming from everywhere. Having a very good pitambar here. And he came and knocked the door. Oh Guru Ma, oh Mother Gurudev, there you are. open the door. The Brahmani was there and so poor that no clothing, nothing, worn and torn, she came and opened the door. When that boy entered the room with so much heavy
load,
loads, rice, dal, so many sabji, ghee, butter, sugar, everything was there, full of that. And he put up there and began to
take long breath.
Long breaths. He told that, from where you are coming? Who has sent you? He said, my teacher, that is my guru.
Master, spiritual master.
A spiritual master, that Brahmin, your husband, sent me. He collected so many things and told me that you should take it to Brahmin, to my house. I told that I am a very little boy, how can I
carry so many load?
But yet he told that you should go. Obey my orders. Carry my orders. Not only that, I was a delay for some moments and he is crashed in my
back.
You can see, and she saw and began to weep that his crotch was there. Oh, bleeding coming, just now coming. She began to weep, told, when my husband will come, I will see and ask why you have done so. You are so cruel now. We are not so before. We have become so cruel. In the meantime, she told that, requested that boy that you should wait a little. I am making arrangement for prasadam. I am going to cook very early and very in no time I will cook, and you should take, and my husband will come. Then you may go. Yes, you should cook. I am resting here. In the meantime, Brahmin came and knocked the door. Then she was angry and she went there and opened the door and told, you are so cruel that you have scratched a boy of very 12, so sweet, so generous and sweet, and so little and soft boy, and so beautiful boy. I have not seen him.
Your disciple.
No disciple. It is 3 p.m. But not I have received anything for my begging. I have not told anyone to come here. No disciple at all. No, you are telling lie. That boy cannot tell a lie. You should come to with me and see how you have scratched him. He went there and saw that there was no boy, but everything was there. The lady began to search everywhere, where, Krishna, Krishna, no Krishna. Then he began to weep. Her husband began to weep that he was Krishna, and to fulfill his word in Gita, he had done so. Then both began to weep so loudly that Krishna has come here, but we cannot recognize him. So if a devotees who have missed her, they have so much faith that Krishna will arrange everything and he will carry all these things. So if a disciple, a devotee like this, he will always chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. No danger will come, no problem, nothing. A grihastha should be like this. And this is the bhav, for bhav we are doing. Then we will be sadhak, really sadhak. I want to be a sadhak like this. And I wish that those who have not become, perhaps you have become so qualified, but for those who have not qualified like this, I pray Krishna that they should be qualified for this. Today,
Gautama Anande.